USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Representatives from Ukraine and Russia are slated to hold their first diplomatic meeting since the Kremlin launched an invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations. The European Union is also taking more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. BP announced it was backing out of their stake in a big Russian oil company. That stake is valued at $14 billion. Ahead of the State of the Union address, fencing will be reinstalled around the U.S. Capitol. Officials are planning for trucker convoys that are planning protests against pandemic restrictions, similar to the ones that took place in Canada in the last several weeks. Capitol Police said they are exercising an abundance of caution. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.